Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. And opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., currently in currently in FEMA region number 5. Forgot, got a little tongue tied there. So we're originally from FEMA region number 9, but we're now in FEMA region number 5. We have a live show for you today. Looking forward to, actually, the show that we're going to have today is Thursday, August the 4th, 2016, and we have a live show, as I said earlier, for you today, and I just want to thank you all for tuning in to Tando Radio Show, which when you could be doing something
else. Uh-oh, Dave, we might have lost you, man. You might have lost your mic.
Oh, here I am, Scotty.
Okay.
Sorry about that. I hit the silence on my mic. Sorry about that. So everyone, let's jump into the important part of the show. Let's talk about how you can support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. You can easily do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com for its webpage and check out the crowdfunding campaign that's going on there, or you can actually put it in to blacktalkradionetwork.com/crowdfunding-digital-black-media/, and you will see the overall crowdfunding campaign that's going on right now so that you can support. It's very important that we support Black Talk Radio Network so that we can continue to have this network available to us, bringing us information, deciphering some of the things that are in the news, and actually give a more honest and a more clear and a more journalistic view as to what's going on in our local community, in our regional community, and the global community. You know, I was listening to Scotty's show this afternoon a little bit early, and Scotty said something that was very, very true. We have to know what's going on in our local area. That is critical. One thing I don't do is I don't do national voting, but when you start to vote from where you live within your state, within your county, that type of election really, really matters. You should be involved in that because that's the one that you really can actually affect because it's closer to you. One of the biggest problems that we have allowed the system to do is allow the system to establish an elite class. So let me ask you something. How in the world can a so-called politician giving $100,000 a plate dinner as a fundraiser and be able to relate to what's going on with their constituents? None of their constituents are there at all. So one of the biggest things is that we allow them to establish an elitism, an elite status, to where they're removed from us. If I was to really start to actually design a collective movement where there is some form of, because the people wanted to do that, where there is some form of representation, any person that you actually have as a representative of you would actually have to be accountable to you, would always be in front of you. So basically, you wouldn't have a state senator that would be living in Washington, D.C. That state senator would be easily accessible and touchable and in the full view of the general population.
Hey, Brother Dave, I know exactly where the state senator for this region live. I know his address and phone number and everything.
Yep, and you got to know that. And one of the things, what I would do, I would say that there's no way in the world that they can go and have any form of secrets. No secrets, and no, they can't go to Washington, D.C. to vote and to have their overall office and all of that other stuff. No, because they don't represent Washington, D.C. And they have to be in front of the people at all times so that the people can see exactly what they're doing. And all of their meetings would be open to the public, and that would be, just some of the things that I would say would be just a part of the change. And Scotty's right. You got to know the number. You got to know where they live. You got to be able to access them. Don't let them run away from you. Don't let them get caught up in this elitism where they can actually segregate themselves from you and the overall general constituents, and they don't know what's going on in the community. They would actually have to live in the state, and their office and all of their business has to be done from there, from within the state. And they wouldn't have no where they couldn't be easily accessible, and they would have to meet with the people daily, not just people that they put on their calendar. No, it would actually, where people would actually have the ability to meet with them daily, and they have to take that those meetings. So that's just, I didn't mean to go off in there, but that's just some of the things that I would do that I think is really critical and important. So why is it so important that we support Black Talk Radio Network? Because look at how much we've all learned from Black Talk Radio Network. Look at where we've actually been able to come into understanding of, get a better foothold of, see what's going on, and actually start to devise a plan. And also the overall quality of life that has changed for us because of Black Talk Radio Network. This is very important that we need to continue this. So this is what you can do. You can give some of your financial energy to the network so that it can maintain itself and to ensure that it will be here for the future. And you can do that by going to the crowdfunding campaign, and you can donate right at the website there. You can hit the donate button, or you can do it this way, by making a one-time contribution. There's three ways. Option number one, you can make a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less. That means you can give $1, $2, $3, $5, $10, $20. And by doing that, you can do it via PayPal or by sending a check or money order and making it payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. Once again, make the check or money order payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And with that, as a appreciation for that contribution, you will receive the monthly statistical performance report of the radio station and social media operations via email. Make sure you give a good email. That's option number one. Option number two, for just one penny more, one penny will get you the email reports, and it will also give you for $25 or more, and it's just one penny more, you will actually receive a Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt for just that one penny more as an appreciation gift for your contribution. To receive more than one t-shirt, all you have to do is give $25 in $25 intervals. So if you would like two t-shirts, $50, three t-shirts, $75, four t-shirts would be $100. And make sure you have a corresponding size for each t-shirt that you are going, that you want to receive. So make sure if you need a large, tell them you need a large, extra large, and so forth and so on. Make sure you also give a good email address and a mailing address so that your overall t-shirts won't be delayed because there was no mailing address to send the overall t-shirt. So that's option number two. Option number three, become a monthly contributor of $25 or more. In addition to receiving the email reports, you will also receive your Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift, and you will be eligible for gifts from the radio station from time to time. And that is very, very important. This is how you can support this network to ensure that it will be on tomorrow, okay?
Brother Dave, if I may interject on that, please.
Yes, definitely. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, last night I sent out a message as I started sending out the first reports and some other stuff, and I asked those who are $25 or more a month donors to send me their address via email because, you know, if you didn't order a shirt, if you just ordered a shirt, yeah, I got your address, but that's not a $25 a month donor. But the ones who have given that, they did that without wanting a t-shirt or what have you. So I don't have their address. But like you said, I want to start sending out, you know, gifts as we are able to send them out, you know, like CDs yeah. with the different programs that they can, you know, play in the car or in the house or give away or, you know, books. You know, we talked about it. So if you are a $25 a month a contributor to Black Talk Media Project, please, please, please send me your address. I will promise I will not share your information with anyone, but send me your address so when I send out the gifts and stuff that you won't be left out, because I appreciate you all.
All right, great, Scotty. And you know Scotty will not share, you know, that's one thing you can... Scotty is not going to share your information. And, you know, let me tell you why this is so important. Scotty just, in expanding the overall network, Scotty just, you know, spent $250 to have a system that's going to be very beneficial to us all here on the network. So, everyone, please continue to donate. Continue to ensure that you are feeding the roots from the tree that you pluck for fruit. So, this is it. This is where we have Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. It is not a free endeavor. It may not cost you to listen, but I think there is an appreciation and a obligation and a wanting to help and to ensure that that what you're getting, you will continue to get, because that's extremely beneficial to you, our families, and our overall community. So that's how you can contribute. Now, let's take a look at what's in the news. But before we do that, if you would like to purchase precious metals or you would like to convert some of your cash or to establish a true form of savings, you could do that through us at Prosperity Mint, and that's P-R-O-S-P-E-R-I-T Mint, MINT.com. You can check it out, all one word, lowercase. You can check us out there to see what we have in inventory. But before you purchase, please contact me. Text me at 951-790-8330 or send me an email at wolf6pack1@gmail.com. That's the wolf, the animal, the number 6, the word P-A-C-K, and the number 1@gmail.com. So that I can ensure that you're getting what you need, and then so that we can also talk so I can explain the overall purchasing process with you, which is very, very important, okay? So if you would like to do that, you can do that with us. So let's check out what's in the news before we go to today's very, very important show. We have Brother Braggs already waiting for us in queue. Can't wait to get started. Brother Braggs will be on today. Let me just pull down where we can start with what's in the news. So, what's in the news? Okay, here we go. The first article that we had posted comes from the Financial Tribune. Oh, nope, I didn't go down far enough. Hold on, not that one. Okay, how did I forget this one? Okay, here we go, the first article. Oh, man, this one is a humdinger. All right, my commentary. I said, you got to be kidding, right? Guess not. You mean to tell me someone would need to tell people to leave bags and save the children and yourself, because the plane just made an emergency landing, which you shouldn't have survived anyway, and now it's on fire, and educated folks are trying to grab luggage. See, this is a case of normalcy dumbness. And what is normalcy dumbness? This is what normalcy dumbness is. And this article came from dailymail.co.uk. When you are used to doing something a part of your routine, that becomes normal to you. And you continue to do it, and you continue to follow the regular routine of your life, there's a normalcy that we like not to disturb, okay? And normalcy dumbness is this. Is when you should be thinking outside of the normal just because you've been used to doing it. Just because you were on a plane before and the plane stopped and you get up and get your luggage. But when the plane just made an emergency landing or a crash damn landing and is on fire, there's no time for you to get your luggage, dummies. And I couldn't believe that people were getting their luggage if you look at this article. So I went on and said, This is just one of the many reasons why I don't like planes. Small places with high concentrations of blockhead thinkers. Mama, there go them zombies Melanie Payne be talking about from TV. And so this article is a must. And what happened was a flight had a crash landing in Dubai yesterday. And these people, when you look at this video, people are actually, instead of getting off of the plane, they're grabbing their luggage. This is so instrumental of how many of the most many people think, respond. They have no clue about it. There is no more critical thinking because everyone has been schooled in the school of obedience, which tells you what to do. And we wait for people to tell us what to do all the time instead of thinking for ourselves. Just amazing. So check out that article. Normalcy. It wasn't funny, but it was hilarious how foolish and how it's no other way but how dumb these people were responding to this crisis. The plane is on fire. Normalcy dumbness. Check out that article. All right, next article comes from the dailybeast.com. The killing of unarmed black man is hurting America's image abroad. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, believe me when I tell you this is all a part of the purge. And this is how the U.S. is going to be actually brought before the global world of opinion and is going to be found guilty. And that is going to adversely affect you. Next article. Only three people checked this out. This was a big mistake if you missed this article. This came from widerimagewriters.com. And this one... crisis hits Venezuela. Young women seeking sterilization. This is all part of the agenda, ladies and gentlemen. And I said that my commentary is that we're in a fight for our very existence. Moments before synchronized extinction-level events continue to unfold. These developments, which have been seeded and inferred as big Hollywood occurrences like Deep Impact, but in truth, The abysmal inroads from a demonic syndicate is far more significant than any movie production, which is firmly embedded in the rationalization of its victims. We allow them to put things into our head and we don't really rationalize what is really being said. So the overall agenda to depopulate this planet goes unnoticed when you've been told in so many ways that it's going to happen. Our individual spiritual compass with a collective global amassing is difficult to assemble but necessary to prevail. If we don't move in an individually spiritual direction, then has a collective global movement to amass the will of that spiritual direction, it will be, that is what is necessary to prevail. And I said that we need to question, and I said question not the system, but yourself. We need to question ourselves. We need to question ourselves from what have I been told? What have I been taught that has been the opposite of what I think? What have I been exposed to, and what moral convictions or core values have I been smothered with that are opposite of mine? We need to question ourselves, not the system, because all works of genius and accomplishment starts with you. We can talk about what's going on, but we talk about it for one reason, and to get a overall thought process going in you. Things in that we are dealing with globally, in our communities, individually, and within our family structure, all starts from the individual. Your free will is so powerful, it can deter and stop everything. Let me show you the power of free will. The free will was able to establish global enslavement. Free will has been able to establish the economic system. Free will was able to establish the depopulation system. Free will is attacking you. It's someone else's free will. You need your own free will to defend yourself. So check out this article. We're definitely going to talk about this one tomorrow on Tando. We're going to take a look at this article. And I'm going to tell you something about Venezuela and why what we talk about, the precious metals, having real assets, having real assets of food, water, and everything. Let me tell you why that's so important. I was just talking to a friend of mine today, and I said I really want to go to Venezuela. And I may actually do that. And I want to do that for journalistic reasons, and to investigate some of the things that's going on, to come back and tell you all what's happening. Now, one of the things about that is that I understand by me going there, I may never come back, but that's cool. I'm cool with that. And it's so necessary. Let me tell you why, ladies and gentlemen. Because in Venezuela, 1 ounce of silver will feed a family for roughly about 4 months. 1 ounce of silver. Why? Because of the value of it. And it's not a piece of paper. Their currency is trash. No one will exchange in a way that's affordable for the everyday person to acquire it. But people that prepared for what's going on in Venezuela are doing fine. This is what we talk about here to give you a clue, because what's happening in Venezuela is actually the overall conspiracy agenda that is going to adversely affect you, your family, and our community here. And this is why it's so important that we realign ourselves to what man could never create and have that as a pillar of importance in our lives. And this is how we've lost our connection with the overall ecosystem, the eco-economy, from food, water, the real assets that have real intrinsic value. They do things for you that are so important. So, very, very important. And we're going to take a look at this definitely tomorrow. Next article. I'm going to move on here. Consciousness is rising, even in the animal kingdom. And this came from Walker Times. Check out that article. Really good one. Next article. Very, very important one. Tells a lot. Russia worried less powerful newts will be more tempting to the U.S. And one of the things that I've been telling you guys is that we are going to move towards world war that's going to lead to global nuclear war one. It won't be the first time that nuclear war has been exchanged. No, not just in World War II in Japan. It's actually been done many times on this planet. If you know the truth and do some investigation of it, the evidence would lead you to see that there's been nuclear exchanges between in different areas of this world. Everything is new to you. It's not new to the overall system of control. It's just new to you. What they're saying here in this article is that tactical nukes, less lethal tactical nukes, are going to be used in this coming war. This is why I had talked about global nuclear war one. They are not going to destroy the planet. They're just going to do what I like to call human control. Like human resources, they're going to do human control. Just like pest control, they're going to use human control and actually depopulate the planet by these wars. This is the agenda that we're dealing with. And these are the clues and the hints that tell you what's going to happen and why you need to read between the lines and see what's being said. What's being said is that here it comes. A nuclear war is going to be within the next 7 years. And you need to prepare for that before it happens. So take a look at that article. Next article, doctors claim almost all psych drugs use is unnecessary. Over 5 million psych med victims. Over 500,000 senior citizens die each year from the psychiatric drug use. To make matters worse, most of these drugs don't even provide worthwhile benefits. And this comes from TargetNews.com. Once again, synthetic means for a natural body destroys a natural body. This is health care when you should be using what the great creator God Almighty has established as health cures. So check out this article, very, very important one, because this is an epidemic, and as people come off of these meds during economic collapses, and because they come off of them in such an abrupt manner with nothing else to actually replace them in a timely fashion, and to be weaned off of them into a more natural thing, is going to be disastrous. People are going to have different approaches to problems because so many have been murderously, or I won't say murderously, I would say they have been chemically induced on a dependency of a psych med that they are not going to have, and this is going to be major problems for many people, for even people that don't actually prescribe to these meds. The people that do are going to be a problem. So check out that article and seek the proper attention on how you can deal with for those that have been prescribed psych meds. I would say seek the advice of someone that will give you some of the necessary natural remedies and cures that the great creator has left. For every disease that man has created, God has a herb to cure it. So check that out. Next article comes from financialtribune.com. Saudi central bank struggles with liquidity shortage. Let me tell you something, everyone. The global collapse, economic collapse, is spreading everywhere, and it's all a design plan because there is no collapse of the economy. They're just going to collapse the common person's economy. They're going to collapse yours, mine, and everyone that we know, because this gives them the leverage to the system where you can now position yourself so that you aren't adversely affected by that leverage, where you actually have leverage and you can transfer the default of debt back to the fraudulent lender. So get in front of it. It is a process to do it, and it's not something most can do overnight. So learn the steps, and we'll talk about some of those coming up. We're going to do 1 week of just preparing, one show a week just for preparing, or at least once every 2 weeks. Very, very important. Next. And real quick, let me tell you why. One of the things that I like I think it's critical for us to bring you information. It's so important. And I want to say from the sister from Atlanta that called yesterday. Oh, well, listen, I forgot we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Hey, let's go to the commercial break. When we come out of the commercial break, I'll finish the thought that I had about the sister that called from Atlanta and why I bring information. There's an intention, and I have a reason why I do that. So listen, everyone, you're listening to the Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. At any time, if you'd like to get in on a conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call at 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Then hit *61. I'll see you in queue, and definitely will bring you up. And if you would like to get in on the conversation with the show that we're going to have today with Brother Braggs, we're going to finish what's in the news, and then we're going to jump right to Brother Braggs. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and we have a live show for you today. We're going to jump right back into it. Just before we went into the commercial break, I was saying yesterday, sister that called from Atlanta, truly, truly appreciate it. And one of the things that I do with Tando is that I like to bring information for you, and then you make decisions on how important it is to you, and you energize some of the solutions for you, because we are not all the same. You know, everyone's different means and everything else is different. And if you're sincere about protecting yourself and your family and our community, you will do just that. And so some of the things that you may need to know is what we cover on this show. But we are going to, from time to time, to give some solutions. But one of the things about solutions is that solutions generally are, there's no guarantee with them. There are no solutions. The real solution is for you to decide what you're going to do and then establish means and methods that are best practices that work well for you. So some of the things that we could talk about as being some things that could work may work for, you know, many of you, may work for half, but we will give some of our suggestions on what's good. But the most important thing is that you know some of these things, and you care enough to do something about it. And the one thing I want to say about the sister that called in from Atlanta yesterday is that the first time that she called in, I asked if she would start to do some research on it and then call back and start to give some information on it. And did you hear what that sister said yesterday? She took that and ran with it. Let me tell you something. That sister is going to be an expert in that field relatively soon. If she's not that, if she's not moving on that track right now as we speak, and I would say to the sister, don't worry about trying to reach everyone. Just do what you're supposed to do, and that will be enough. That will be enough. So, you know, that's what Tando is all about. We give you information so that you will go back and apply it to your circumstance and to your life. Then we can come back collectively and establish some things. You know, there is no foolproof plan. See, let me tell you something about that. That's the mirage that they like to pick because that maintains the overall system. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of people try to use that because, and a lot of people that are lazy, that don't really want to do anything, try to say that because it's easy to say, well, what's the solution? Well, what's your solution? There is no solution. What I actually energize for myself, my family, my community, is going to be different than someone else. The key is you do something. Ask that question for yourself before you ask that of anyone else. Okay? And so this is why we bring what we bring here at Tando. So let's hurry up. Let's get going because we got Brother Braggs and want to get into today's very important show. I said my commentary on this one, this came from walkingtimes.com. If we talk about race without talking on poverty, how much can we really change? And I put in there your thoughts. They did that for a reason. Check out that article. Next one, Zika mosquito, same as GMO mosquito, released off the coast of Florida. Yeah, no, guess what? We knew that, but these are some of the things that we that are continuously the bio warfare that's going on. The world war has already started, ladies and gentlemen. You just didn't start to prepare for it and to prevent its overall destruction from reaching us if you didn't know that the war has started, because there is one. And there is one that I think that we should really give energy to ensure that the war that has been started in secret no longer has a secret place to hide and to discern and to decide tactical advantages that it will take against the people. So, very important. Next one, very telling article here. Revolution, heroin, and Chase Bank. This came from Henderson's Lift the Hook. WordPress.com. Really, really good article. A lot of historical stuff that's there. We'll talk about it a little bit later, probably in next week, and it has some really, really good stuff that you should be made aware of as to how deep this overall conspiracy agenda really, really is. Next article from The Verge, human trials for experimental Zika vaccination are about to start in the U.S. Then all of a sudden they give you Zika or give you, you know, something else. Can't trust them. No, 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 as Public Enemy would say. So vaccinations, if you don't know what's going into your body and a scientist has a needle, it should be, you should be able to, and I say that it actually should be where you could defend yourself even to the point of defending yourself with deadly force, because you don't know what's in that syringe. That syringe is a weapon in today's world, the weapon of choice of the globalists. So check out that article. Next article, from Walking Times again, the emperor has no clothes, doctors have no cures. No joke. Check out that article. Next one, helicopter seen dropping toxic gas after Russian chopper was down. Graphic pictures yesterday show the burned remains of a Russian helicopter which crashed down in the province before a crew member's body was dragged. And this happened in Syria. And what's being said now is that other Russian helicopters dropped chemical gas on the town and everything else, and it's there. And I said this one may get legs, ladies and gentlemen, just like they wanted to blame Assad for a chemical attack that the Free Syrian Army had did. This is another point to move into war. So this one could definitely grow. Next article comes from Press TV. U.S. Restraints call sounds like blackmail. Check out that article. Russia says that whenever the progress is made on the battle against terrorists, in Syria, the U.S. demands restraint. Why? Because the funding, they're actually supplying, in my opinion, it's actually them. So, next article, very, very important one. This comes from The Verge. Moon Express becomes the first private company to get U.S. approval for a lunar mission. Spaceflight Ventures. Moon Express wants to be the first private company ever to land on the moon. And this was signed into law last year by Obama. And this is a move that's been going on for a while now, where they actually want to have a private company go to the moon. And my commentary is this, everyone. Pay close attention to this. This has everything to do with silver, y'all. Earth has no more silver. The Earth is running out of silver. They're going to the moon to harvest and to mine primarily. They're going to lie and tell you other things, but they're going there for silver. So, next article. Unintentional consequences. Japan warns China of aggression in the South Sea of China, in the Pacific. Check out that article. Keep covering that one. Next one, from Walking Times. Moving beyond awakening shock syndrome. Check out that article. Real good one. Next one. This comes from Press TV. Veteran suicide rate rose 32%, study shows. Next one. Check out this one also. Echinacea helps with anxiety. These 22 other issues. Echinacea is very, very good, but you can only be on it for so long before you have to, wean yourself of it. But, hey, it is a natural thing. These are some of the natural things, and that comes from naturalblaze.com. These are some of the things that we should be using because they actually heal, strengthen our immune system, and also cures us from what ails us in so many ways. So that's one of the things, and this is really good for the different synthetic psychotropes that they like to give people. Next article comes from Veterans Today. Russian, Iran to hold joint war game. Why do you think they're doing that? Because they're about to go to war? Okay, so you know, we've been telling you. Next article, major, major article. I don't know if we're going to be able to get to this today. If we don't, we will do this definitely tomorrow with the Venezuela one. China Sciences warns of extraterrestrial danger. Universe is a jungle with every civilization a hidden hunter. Those who are exposed will be eliminated. And this was a great article that came from the Daily Galaxy.com, and very, very telling. Basically, some of China's space scientists is just giving you extraterrestrial disclosure of civilizations that are in the universe, which you already knew about, but they were the first ones to actually tell you straight out. But actually, it was a couple of other countries, but this is the first time that it's been explained in this way. So I don't know if we're going to be able to get to this one today, because we got Brother Braggs in queue. In today's show, we're going to be talking about Admiralty Law with Brother Braggs, so he's there. So let's jump into, got a couple of more things in what's in the news, and just three more things. Let's check this out real quickly. Next, NIH plans to, this is very important, everyone. NIH plans to lift ban on research funds for part human and part animal embryos. And I said, my commentary, they've been doing this for a long time. Example, pigs. Sorry, y'all. That's just the truth. So check out that article. Next one. Olympic torch skirts riots and drug gang clashes in host city. Man, Brasilia is going to explode, in my opinion. So check out that article. All right, so everyone, let's jump to today's show. We got Brother Braggs that's with us. And we're going to be talking about Admiralty Law, why you should know it, what's the importance of it. Very, very important, because it is some of the actual practices that have judicial ramifications that are ones in which we complain the most about. This is the overall stealing of your land, your inheritance, your prosperity, and your everyday way of life. In your freedom. So this is some of the tools that are used, and we're going to be talking to Brother Braggs about that. Let me pull up Brother Braggs. Brother Braggs, you there?
Peace, peace.
Hey, Brother Braggs, what's going on?
All right, what's up, Dave?
Good, good, good. Man, we've been, you know, Brother Braggs, just so you know, give you a behind the scenes, Brother Braggs and I have been talking about this, and one of the things that we want you to do is that we want you to do some of your own research about this and to develop some of your own thoughts about this, because this is very, very present in our everyday lives. And once you start to know these things, it starts to open you up. As Brother Braggs would tell you, he tells me all the time, Dave, I don't know where this stuff comes from. I just find it. Because once you start to actually resonate in that realm and where information is important to you, you'll just find that stuff will just come to you. And it happens to many people that I know. I hear that a lot from a lot of people. It's happened to me. I know it's happened. Brother Braggs talks about it a lot. Why is this so significant? Because whenever you start to investigate the truth, you no longer care where it leads. You just follow and you want to see what it is so that you can make the appropriate decisions and protections for yourself and your family and our community. So, Brother Braggs, without further ado, let's jump into today's class, my brother.
Okay, listen, and this just came out of nowhere. Check this out. In 1812, the British burned the White House to the ground. Okay, now we're going to follow that. The Crown Corporation of London. The U.S. is a Crown Corporation. The Jesuit Order owns. The Jesuit Order owns the Vatican. Global Network, obelisk at the heart of each city, state is a tiny phallic-shaped stone monument dedicated to whatever. Now, then they go into, these are just words I've been looking up because I keep running into them. The legal system, judiciary, the U.S. is controlled by the Crown Temple for independent sovereign city of London. The Federal Reserve System, which issues fiat U.S. Federal Reserve notes, is financially owned by and controlled by the Crown. From Switzerland, the home and legal origin, from charters of the United Nations, International Monetary Fund, the World Trade Organization, the most important, the Bank of International Settlements. Even Hitler respected his Crown bankers by not bombing Switzerland. The Bank of International Settlements in Brazil, Switzerland. He who controls the money controls the world.
Hey, Brother Braggs.
My quick thoughts.
Yeah, okay. Grab what yours, and then I wanted to say something about the guy. Just the quick thoughts.
Go ahead. I finished that. You know, he who controls that gold controls the world, baby.
That's right. And by that, you can establish a falsehood of a monetary system known as the economy by just giving pieces of paper, and people will think that paper has real value, and they'll kill for it because they control real resources.
When you start digging down in here, you find out how they had emissaries from America who was carrying the title of Esquire. How can you be with the United States government and carry a title of Esquire? That's against the Constitution and everything. So Lincoln... Yeah. I mean, George Washington, Franklin, a bunch of them boys, they was doing some illegal stuff over there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they, just by carrying them titles, because you can't carry the title of an Esquire being the United States government. It's treason.
It's treason. Exactly. And, you know, so, some of the things that Brother Braggs had just talked about, key things, he said Switzerland, the Vatican, the Bank of International Settlement, the city of London. Why is this all significant? Because this goes back, ladies and gentlemen, this is how their free will to establish an enslavement program, these were the tools and the institutions that they actually create the spells that they put the general population under. The Bank of International Settlement is, there's four city-states in this world. Well, there's actually many, but there's four significant ones. And they some of them can transfer from here to there. There's Washington, D.C., which will no longer be a city-state. It's going to actually lose its city-statehood relatively soon. And a city-state that's going to replace it is going to be Beijing, in my opinion, relatively soon within the war. So, Bank of International Settlement was established, and it was formed way before, but it was actually part of the charter and part of its overall establishment came out of England and the Nazis. And guess who was significant in creating that. The so-called lady that they worship across the pond that they call a queen, she was. And guess what she was significant at that time for? Being a Nazi. And if you look at some of her old, some old YouTube videos of her there, you'll see her giving her allegiance to the overall cultic ritual of being a Nazi.
Also, and the Catholic Church too, they had the Nazis. Yeah, they sanctioned them Nazis, so don't forget them.
They were, right, exactly, they were. This was an extension of them. The Hitler's, some of Hitler's most, and it, see, Hitler wasn't just, the, it wasn't just, most people think that the Nazis, and it starts with Hitler. No. It starts way before him. It starts with Manifest Destiny in the United States. But some of the staunchest allies and supporters that Hitler had was the Roman Catholic Church, the Vatican. So they were complicit in the overall Nazi cultic agenda. Then you had the Bank of, then you had the city, which is known as the City of London, another city state. It's Washington, D.C., the Vatican, the City of London, and then there's the Bank of International Settlement, and Switzerland is also a form of a city state because of how it was devised and how it came into existence from the Knight Templars and everything else, what their agenda was. And let me tell you how important this stuff is. The Swiss Guard, the so-called Vatican, a lot of people think that it's the Swiss Guard that guards the Pope. They don't guard that dude, the guy with the funny hat. They don't guard that dude.
Right. He don't, the church hat that guarded, they wear. He got people outside the church guarding him.
right.
That should tell you something.
Right. And see,
oh my goodness!
But see, what's significant about that is, see, the Swiss Guard is there not for protecting the Pope. The Swiss Guard is there to protect their interests of what's in the library of the Vatican, which has been going around stealing artifacts, everything from everything out of Ethiopia, out of all parts of the globe, stealing things from technology and everything else. This is why they have a very large and a very significant footprint into space. And this is why the popes all of a sudden start talking about aliens. And we'll talk about that later. But this is all what Brother Braggs is talking about. So, Brother Braggs, let's go back into this with Admiralty Law, because since we laid this out so we can.
Because this all comes from these Moors. You start paying attention to these Moors. These Moors were running the oceans. These Moors control commerce all around the world. So the fight that they had in Europe was a fight that was long fought. And finally they were able to overtake the Moors and take control of world trade, because that's what basically happened. The black world was defeated and the white world got a chance to have that control. Everything they were taught by those Moors. The first university in Europe was built in Spain by the Moors, the first university. When the Moors came into Europe, they may have had two kings or three kings in the whole country that could read. See, these brothers were scientists. These brothers were mathematicians. These brothers knew how to grow food. They knew how to weave fabric. They knew how to chart the heavens. They were building.
And the sea.
Civilization
right.
Building. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
These are not just anybody. So it took a long time for them to defeat them brothers for like 800 years. They control that part of the world. Now, at the same time, you got the Holy Roman Byzantine Empire. This is all black people, too. It's been whitewashed. When you start doing your deep research, you're going to be like, oh, snap. This is better than the movie, because the things that you'll find. But if you look at it from the perspective of our education here on this side of the pond, as they would say, then we're being solely short sold. They're giving us a short bill of goods, because we're much greater than you even know. Listen, they got as many pyramids. They got more pyramids over here than they got over there. These people were a confederation that spread around the world. These brothers were nation builders, man. They were look, the lie is coming unfolded now. They can't even hold it down. This is how big it is. Your ancestors left you stone monuments all over the world so you know who you are. So you know that you are the indigenous, the ancient ones. You know,
on the whole planet.
You gotta, on the whole planet, not just one place. Don't let them see. That's what this is why I argue with brothers, because they want to box you in with religion. Listen, when the black man ruled this planet, he ruled this planet by my heart. And it's not so much of a religion. It's a stamp on your moral soul, how you conduct yourself with people and nature every single day. A code of conduct that spread all around this world. These were peaceful people. When these people came upon these people, they knew that they was in the Holy Land. When they talk about, here we go, because I try to stay away from religion, but when they talk about the Crusades, all of this is part of the Crusades. They don't want to say it. They don't want to say they came to the Holy Land and took the land from the indigenous holy people. They don't want to tell you there's more pyramids over here than over in Africa. They don't want to tell you. They don't want you onto that. They don't want you to know that Europe was ruled by black people. When they talk about knights, they talk about black people like you. That's what knight means. You know, it's just a whole bunch of things that's right in front of us, but we don't see it because we're not focused. We're focused on being entertained. But it's enough entertainment around here for all of us. I'm telling you, some of these stories are so great and empowering.
Yeah, that's the key. They're empowering.
Where you can go. They let you know where you go, because long before any of these people walked the earth, people like you and me were walking all over this planet, building great things, doing great things. This earth has been stifled by these people, by these barbarian acts, the cruelty, murder, and starvation, and land theft, and rape.
And war.
And perpetual war. Since they came into power, perpetual war. They don't have respect for life. You know? But, you know, I'm not trying to convince anybody anything. Do your research. You'll convince yourself. I'm saying it's such a great, great story. Once you get into it, once you start bird dogging, you can't stop. You find that those brothers, they held citizenship of the world. They started places over here. When you hear them say Inca and Maya, you think of foreign people. Inca and Maya were black people. Phoenicians, Atlanteans, black people. Turtle Island, that's America. I mean, it's so much. The indigenous Indians over here were black Indians. They're not these mongoloid Europeans they're showing you. That's not the Indians. That's not indigenous to the land. They had a black people for each land, a person of color for each land, if you don't like being called a black person. African-based, all of them related. These people have fragmented everybody. All of these different peoples are from the rape of the indigenous people. All these different people come from the rape of the black woman. And when you start paying attention to the conquistadors, the Jesuits, you'll find what I'm saying. Columbus once bragged that him and his men raped 3,000 indigenous people in one day. That's just in one day. So you tell me what they were doing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's critical. Brother Rags, we got to get ready for a commercial break. We're going to go to this commercial break, then we're going to come back. At any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, and the hit star 61, and I will see you in Q and definitely bring you up. We're talking about amnesty law, why it's so important, so that you'll know who you really are and stop, so that we will no longer accept what's been taught in obedience school. You are much greater than the lie that's been told. Mr. Nintendo Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and we have with us Brother Bragg today. But before we jump to that, I got a couple of texts. Yes, to my sister MP. Yes, let's put something together for a trip to Venezuela to see what's going on so that we can come back and report and to give our people firsthand knowledge and why it's so important and what some of the things that they should be doing and see it firsthand. So that's something that I'm going to do. And we can talk about that and put it together. So let's go back to Brother Bragg, who is with us today, and we're talking about admiralty law and what is it and why is it so important. Go ahead, Brother Bragg.
Hey, Dave, I just want to run these. Now, these are just my notes from my book. Now, this is crown, imperial legal power or dominion, sovereignty. There's power behind the crown greater than the crown itself, junus, colony, a company, i.e. legal corporation or body of people transplanted from their mother country to a remote province or country to cultivate and inhabit it and remaining subject to the jurisdiction of the parent state as the British colonies of America or the Indies, the Spanish colonies in the South America. That's from Webster's 1828 dictionary. A state to stand, to be fixed, conditioned, the circumstances of a being or thing at any given time. These circumstances may be internal, constitutional, or peculiar to the being, or they may have relation to other beings, a state's possessions, a state, status, fro, stro, to stand, the root stab, standard, and stag have nearly the same signification to set, to fix. It is probable that the sto is, these are just words, legal definitions that you want to run into when you start reading a lot of these old texts. So I sat down and I just started, like, a state to settle as a fortune, to establish Webster's 1828 dictionary, patent, a patent to open, appropriated by letter, patent, apparent, conspicuous patent, a writing given by the proper authority and duty. Now, people were given charters and patents to go take people. So you had if you had that patent or that charter, you could take how many people you wanted and go take as many people as you wanted by order of the king. And this is what I'm getting to. All of these words relate to statutes, Roman law, common law, admiralty law. Admiralty law is a lawless city. I deal a lot with the Moors. These are common legal terms.
Right.
And you should be looking at them. It's just something that you should know because you hear them so many, and you never really think of the legal. Each one of them have a legal definition, a state, to settle as a fortune, to establish. Patented to open, appropriated by letter, patent, apparent, conspicuous patent in a writing that gives, given by the proper authority and duty, authenticated, granting a privilege to some personal persons by patent or letters, patent, that is, open letters, the King of Grant, Great Britain, grants land, honors, and franchises with these patents. I don't know if you heard that before. That kind of blew me away, so it took me a little bit deep into these words.
Right, it is. Hey, Brother Bragg, real quick, in the point from just hearing what you're saying, everyone, listen, this is a very significant point, in my opinion. When you look at this, this is all established by bankers, the justice, so-called the people of the justice, government, and lawyers, and it's upheld by politicians. Okay, so this is why voting doesn't matter. From that standpoint, on the big picture, locally is important, but on the big picture, this is what, because all of this admiralty law, the Roman law, common law, has been used to uphold the agenda of enslavement. And as long as, you know, whenever you look at society, do you have lawyers? You have enslavement. Do you have a judicial system? You have enslavement. Do you have a banking system? You have enslavement. So it doesn't matter if it's a black bank, a blue bank, a your bank, their bank, any bank. All banks are there to enslave. It's a part of the overall charter to exist. This is what Brother Bragg's, and this is why you hear words, that you start to hear words like franchise and patents and everything else. They're patenting and they're franchising and they're upholding enslavement and subjugation.
Now, Dave, listen to this one. Right on that patent, I'm going to follow you right there. Patent, VT, to grant by patent, to secure the exclusive right of a thing to a person. Listen to what I'm saying. Patent, VT, to grant by patent, to secure the exclusive right of a thing to a person, lawful in accordance with the law of the land, according to the law, permitted, sanctioned, or justified by law, lawful property, a thing conformable to or enjoined by law, legal, a thing in the form of, after the manner of law, or binding by law. A writ, a warrant issuing from any court under color of law, is a legal process, however defective. A dictionary of law, 1893, legal laws, legal Latin, legalis, pertaining to the understanding, the exposition, the administration, the science and practice of law, as a legal profession, legal advice, legal blanks, newspaper, implied or implied, in law, opposed to actual legal, looks more to letter and lawful to spirit of the law. Legal is more appropriate for conforming to positive rules of law, lawful for the accord with ethical principles, legal imports, rather than the forms of law, are observed that the proceeding is correct in method, the rules prescribed have been obeyed, lawful that the right is actful in substance, the moral quality is secure, legal is the antithesis of constructive, Abbott's Law Dictionary, 1893. And then the next one is state. The state in which anything already defaced is also retrospectively, as when on a treaty of place, matters return to status quo antebellum, or are left in the status quo antebellum, i.e. the state, or in the state before the war, 1913, Webster's Revised, unabridged. I'm done with that, Dave. Just things that, man, those, I got a whole bunch of other words that I will hunt down one day when I got nothing to do.
See, and this is, to me, this is relevant of this. If you continue to play by their rules, they will rule. And this is how they rule. They rule by the overall system of governance. And this is not for freedom of anyone. They don't write, they don't give you rights. What they do is they give the law in which to condemn you to be subject to the law. This is where everything that's ever been written, from what they say that you should be proud of, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, all of that is fraudulent. And it has no real meaning at all, because it has no meaning. It's there as a diversion to make you think that you are participating in something, when actually all of the energy that's actually garnished and all of the energy that's taken from people is upheld in the system, in a nomenclature of how to maintain control over people. This is why they give different FEMA regions. And let me tell you something about FEMA regions. When I say FEMA region 5, but there really is no such thing as a country. They're all FEMA regions. They've actually been zoned and designated by the Admiralty law in order for the people of that to be property of the franchise, of the corporation, of the entity that has been established under lawyers, judges, the law system, the economic system, the political system, and upheld by the gun of the military. And until we start to really go down this path that Brother Braggs is going on, that you are now being, you know, introduced to, some of you may be familiar with this and some of you may have some understanding on it, definitely give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Why is this so important? Because what's the first thing that we do when someone gets in trouble? You go get a lawyer. What's the first thing that we do when we have a problem nationally? We want to petition Congress. What's the first thing that we want to do? We want them to change the laws. You can't change what you didn't create. And this stuff is so pervasive through, and they actually codify it and uphold it through religion, through schools. Because a lot of you may not be aware that every college in the world has to first be chartered by the Vatican. Every college has to be, in order for them to actually be to have a status as a institution of learning and intellect has to be charted by the Vatican.
That's covered on 501c32, isn't it? That's 501c32, right?
Yep. Yep.
Man, same animal.
So it's a beast. Now, Brother Rags, we had talked about really quickly the Moors and how
they were
their overall science prowess and what they were able to do was phenomenal, because they were the actual hired engineers and they were the ones and the actual decision makers for the overall upholding of admiralty law throughout the world.
Now, remember this, when they came over here, they tell you about the conquest of Peru and Mexico, but they came through the Americas too. They were great civilizations when they came through here. They call these people mound builders. Now, they act like they don't know who the mound builders are, but the mound builders look like you and me, the copper-colored people of America. Like I said, every country had indigenous people that were indigenous to that country. And all these different people made a federation that stretched all around this world because of the ancient mystery systems that they dealt with. And if you trace those mystery systems, you're going to trace them all the way into the Incas. You're going to trace them to the Mayans, because the sacrifice, the Mayans just went all out on the sacrifice. But if you check the robes of all the priests of these people, whether it be the Dagon, you're going to see leopard skin robes. And if you check the headpiece, you're going to see the same type of headpieces. They may be a little more crude over here, but I'm telling you, America might have been the first part when the landmass broke apart. America was the first part that was established. So they got more pyramids over here in North America and South America than they got over in Africa. They don't want you to know that, but you won't know that unless you read. If you can go pull up what's called mines, mound pyramids. They got pyramids in the Grand Canyon. They got pyramids on the Mississippi. Pull up Poverty Point, Louisiana. That's one of the oldest and the biggest ones. They got one in Illinois. They got them in Baltimore. They're all over America, but they don't want you to know that. See, we're not supposed to know we're standing on our own shit. See, and that's why you never
our own land.
To read. You were never meant to read. You're never supposed to be able to dig into the knowledge, wisdom that your ancestors left all around the world. That's why certain parts of the Grand Canyon, they close off. They don't even want you to see that stuff in there. Because then you don't know who you are. The whole thing is to keep you from knowing who you are.
And you know, the what's known as North America now was actually, I like to term it as the basket of Atlantis. They're always trying to talk about finding Atlantis and
Turtle
Atlantis
Island, Eagle Land. Turtle Island, Eagle Land, that's an old ancient name. Then you got Atlantis too, because Atlantis was associated with America and Turtle Island. This is the land of the eagle. This is where they get it from. The symbols that they took, they just took the symbols from the people that were already here. Just like when they go and they built the monuments with the president heads, all they did was try to replicate what they saw. The greatness of what the Africans did, these land thieves gonna try to throw themselves up on the mountain, but they're not worthy to be up on the mountain. They were land thieves and rapists. That's just me. That's not my heroes. You know, I grew up on all that pilgrim nonsense. They rapists and murderers. They killed my ancestors. What else would you call them? If I came to your house with a gun, they'll call me a criminal. Or came to your house with a knife and a gun and raped your people, they call me a beast, a barbarian, a savage. But if you check history, you're going to find out we have never been that. Never. And see, that they done transplanted their nasty disposition to the people, to the indigenous people. You got to wake up, because that's not who we are. Even this nonsense in the neighborhood, that's all created, manufactured Hollywood spellbound nonsense.
Very true, and from just my studies, and the importance of this was that they needed to deceive the indigenous people and the people that they wanted to enslave to uphold their system. They had to devise a system that they, because they were used to what was known, what was termed as the common law, which meant it was God's law. So they had to bring in admiralty law, so that, because that was the king's law. See, that is the replacement of the ecosystem, to where man now tells you what you can eat, when you can eat, what should be in your food, when you should go to work, when you should go to bed, where you should live, where the bounds of your overall land is, because it's stolen from you. And this is the overall process. See, this is why we talk about here on Tando that it's always a 500, 1,000 year, a millionaire plan that we're going up against with. When we just think from 2 weeks. And once you start to jump into these, and you start, and guess what? One of the things about this is they don't hide it from you at all. Brother Bragg, did they hide this from you at all?
Hey, it's all around. You just got to pay attention. Nothing is hidden from the seeker. The only thing hidden from the seeker is the truth, because the seeker don't want to see it.
Yeah.
It's all,
very
you
true.
You know what? It's so, when you really start looking at it in terms of what it has done around the world, you got things in place that's supposed to be helping you, but they're not really helping you. But see, my thing is this. I'm not trying to convince anybody anything. I want you to research like I research. If you research like I research, when you get to talking to me, we're going to have a lot to talk about. Because I'm telling you, it's like a floodgate when you really get into it. I tell people all the time, go to www.realhistory.com. Now, you might have to go at it a couple times to get it because they don't want you on that site. But if you get that site, that site will tell you everything about Iberians, Africans, Egyptians, American Indians, any black man that worked this planet. These brothers that put this white website together, they tear down all the whitewashed images and everything. They blow your mind. They put it to you. They give you what you've never seen before. And make your mind go wop, because when your mind go wop, it's like, man, I can't believe it. But when you start doing your research, you're going to start digging and seeing more and more and more things that you didn't think was possible. The pirates of the Barbary Coast, they're talking about you. That's who control those waterways. And then other people came to co-opt that commerce. It's deep, man. I'm saying, look, you know Queen Isabella and Ferdinand was giving out charters over there to the Portuguese and Spanish to subdue land in the name of the church. So what was the other kings doing? Because you had the Stuart king, that's king of three realms. He's sitting over there. What's he doing? Then you got King James. What is he doing? Now, I got an article that I was looking at talking about King James is sitting over here collecting taxes in the New World, but they just got beat in the war, so how could he be collecting taxes? You feel me?
Yeah.
See, just think about that. Just think about the war with Britain. Who was the king? Feel me? You got Queen Elizabeth and John Hawkins, that's her slaver. Then you got Isabella of Spain and Ferdinand. Then you also got King James. Then you got Stuart, king of the three realms, Ireland, Scotland, and England, or France. But he's king of three realms, and these two kings are black kings. Isabella's a Spanish Portuguese queen, and you got to remember when you say Queen Elizabeth, she's the white queen, she's the Brit. So you got to identify these people. You got to remember too, the first Britons were black. See, it's a whole man, and that's the whole thing. The whole game is to weave through the web that they have the web that they made, so you can see the characters and the people, and then start crossing the timeline. Everything coordinates to the timeline. These worlds was at war with the black nation for all of these years, for the 800 years that the guys controlled Spain, the Moors controlled Spain. They was having a war to take control of all the commerce from the black nations. They knew of America, but they had never been to America because they were landlocked. Remember, these are some ignorant people too. Stop thinking that they all smart. They are not that way. We're talking about these people had to be brought out the caves, they had to be dusted off, washed off, and taught how to think and stand up on two legs. And that's true. So when you do your research, you're going to run into all this stuff. You're going to run into the barbarians who scared all these people, got them running to the coast trying to get away from them because they're so vicious and brutal. You got the Germans who were full of germs. The Scythians are full of syphilis. Find out about all these people. Then I don't really want to touch religion because, man, mm-hmm. I can open up a whole can of worms, but study religion. Study it to its foundation, to its core, and you will be rewarded greatly. You will be enlightened because, man, it's... Man, just do that for yourself. Don't do it for me. Do it for yourself. I'm not trying to prove anything. I know what I know, but I'm trying to get you to just open your mind. You will see, man. You will have light shining. Look, These boys intended, George Washington wanted to cut the light from the Sons of Liberty, from black folks. He didn't even want you to have light because he was so scared of your intelligence.
The Sons of Liberty, right. The Sons of Liberty, man. Right.
And the mothers of liberty, they came out of the dungeons of the queen. They took whores from all the dungeons and they sent them to America. That's your foundation cornerstone for the mothers of America. Know your history so people can't kick you and beat you. You got nothing to be ashamed of. You're great on this planet. Man, you just don't know how great. That's all I'm trying to get you to see, the greatness. All this bickering, they done took a people and splintered them. And it's like the Tower of Babel. I use that all the time because they took people that were industrious, that could build anything, that controlled nations, that were nation builders, and turned them into a bunch of babbling buffoons on TV. We know that's all manufactured. None of that's real. You know what I'm saying? But they got people on the outside who believe that nonsense. That's why it's important for you to self-educate and self-educate your kids so they know the cornerstone of who they are and what they are, what they are. Man, you're connected to the heavens, Jack. I mean, you just don't know how deep it is. Everything they study in their laboratories, they study in your meddling. You're the cornerstone of everything, of all civilizations. You still are. They got it. Man, I just can't impress on you how important you are.
Yeah, because the king always, if you look at, they pretty much say it, the king always wants the food. Because the fool to entertain the masses in order to keep the masses distracted from the king's moves. And this is, you know, and let me tell you where some of the king's moves. Brother Braggs, today's courtrooms. Today's courtrooms are nothing more than an extension of admiralty law. And that is the king's law. You are not, and once you know these things, you can come into, you realize that you are not subject to the king's law at all unless you invoke it. Hey, Brother Rags, we got a caller that's in queue. Let's go to this caller real quick. You ready for a call?
Yeah, go ahead. They
jumped off. Caller 701 area code, give us a call back. And we'll go right to you. But go ahead, Brother Bragg.
Let me run this right quick. 1871, yeah, D.C. was formed at the 41st Congress into a corporate body, unified state as a corporation, 14th Amendment citizen. Adhesion contract, meaning property. Now, what this is talking about, at the end of the Civil War, there was a contract where the United States government took transfer of property. That transfer of property was the so-called slave in America, where the government paid all the slave holders, paid them for the slaves and took possession of the slaves. That's where this.
Hey, Brother Bragg, the one brother is there when you're ready. Just so you know, right. The one person is back. Go ahead. But finish what you were saying. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you.
I'm sorry. This is just one of my notes I had in my book, and I wanted to mention that. So this adhesion contract goes along with that, those slave codes. I mean, because everything is connected. That's why I say study everything, especially in this time frame from over there in England, Portugal, man, all the way to America, 1776 and all that, man, it's all connected. And it tells you, for instance, 1808, they supposedly they weren't letting any slaves into America because they had passed a law where they couldn't have slaves. So what were they doing? These dudes were breeding slaves
black
in
market.
Virginia. They were breeding
right.
slaves. So
they were
they don't
breeding
never
and bringing
that
in black
thing
market,
that they don't
yeah.
mention. Black market. And so they wouldn't let them bring any more because they had a private stock in the South. So who were the people that they were enslaving? The people that was walking around, that was the free people walking around in the United States who was already here. And see, that's the whole thing. People keep missing this. We were already here. Some of us was already here walking around before, you know, they started snatching Africans and bringing them over. See, all this is important because when you start going around the world, you're going to find that the first Moors, when they took over Spain, the first Moors, I think it was 50 Moors, they took them straight to Haiti. And then you got people who was deciding who going to be Jews and who going to be Moors. You see what I'm saying? Because yeah. you got the church back there. You got other people, other entities that have power back there and that have something to gain. So, man, you do your study. It's going to blow your mind when you really start doing your study on what's really going on all around you. Then you start to see how the education indoctrination program of the Rockefellers has been instituted into everything. When you do your study, you're going to find all of this stuff is connected.
It all is connected. That's so true. Right. It's all intertwined.
Social engineering.
It's a tight tapestry. Hey, Brother Braggs, let's go to this caller real quick. And you know, this is why in slave codes you'll see where all Moors are given free passes.
Yes.
The reason.
Dual citizenship.
The reason why.
Citizenship in America.
Let's go to this
citizenship in Africa.
Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name? Where you're calling from? What is your question or comment for Brother Bragg?
Hello. First, I'd like to know, is there a way to get in touch with you? Do you have a website? And I'd like your book.
Oh, I don't write books, ma'am. I just
One second, Brother Bragg. Sister, I'm glad you said that, because Brother Bragg and I were talking earlier, and you know what Brother Bragg said, sister? He said, I need to write a book, and you just gave confirmation to that.
Okay, now this is what I want to say. I visited the Serpent Mound in Ohio, all right? And when I first went in there, the Serpent Mound, you know, they had some artifacts there. And I said to my husband, I said, you know, this looks just like an African artifact, all right? Now, this was before I read. Now, at that time, they still had a plaque up, and they said those mounds were built by the Moors, spelled M-U-R-S. And there was two dots over the U. They were called, and they, you know how Moors sometimes spelled M-U-R? And it's said very simply that they were built by the Moors. This was interesting. Last week on the alien, there's an alien program, Ancient Aliens, that comes on the History Channel. You know how they pervert everything and turn it around? They actually changed it and said it came from some other people. And so I'm sure that plaque is now taken down in Ohio for the Serpent Mounds. Also, I purchased, when I go to these old book sales, they were throwing these old books away, Native Americans. And they showed the Aztecs without those crowns and hats on, they had afros.
I have old pictures
from these old books made in the 1900s, and they showed you in the early 1900s, and they also showed you different tribes, and they had afros. All these tribes that you can name, they had afros.
Right.
And they were dressed.
Yes.
And also, I have pictures of Moors and feathered headdresses. And they'll tell you they were the Moors. So that's why, have to write a book. Yes, you do.
Yes.
So
yes,
I'm going to get off.
And you know, sister, one second, sister. And if you remember some of the illustrations and the pictures that you saw, and you also saw them adorned in gold. Many of them were adorned in gold. And they actually, and the headdressings and a lot of the headdressings that they had were very significant to their overall field of expertise. And that is something that you want to really look at but go ahead, sister, you're about to say something else.
I'd like to say one other thing, because I've been telling other people this. Black people always were complaining about not getting their history, and the white people have to laugh, because they've always been giving you your history. You just didn't know yours, and they would put a white image by it, and you assume, because you've been brainwashed,
to accept an image.
They didn't tell you they were white. They show you a white picture, and you instantly associated with everything. You've been getting your history all along. They're laughing, because you didn't know it was yours.
If you go on that www.worldhistory.com and pull up Cromwell, they'll show you the guy who was a European, who masterminded the whitewashing of all European artifacts and all the churches that are churches now. They were temples before when the Moors were there. They were temples. Once they were overthrown, they turned them into churches. All of those castles all through Europe were built by Moors. Those Europeans didn't build anything. They weren't builders. Those Africans, they were builders. They're builders all over the world. Wherever you see an African civilization, they were great builders. Going down in India, down in Hindu land, man, they got places they let it overgrow trying to hide it. The seven Nagas, the Naga temples. Man. Hey, look.
I'm into it. The Nagas that later became niggers.
Those are the gods, the Buddha was black before Arianism came.
Arianus
was a priest. He wouldn't go along. He was an African priest, African Roman, whatever you could see. Once they mix, they become Hellenized. But he was a priest. He wouldn't go along, and he had to run for his life. And that's why
Hold on one second. Hold on to that. Don't just save that thought real quick. We got to go to a commercial break. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave Arend, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and we have with us Brother Bragg today. We're talking about Admiralty Law. If you have a question or comment that you would like to make known or get in on, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. That will get you into the conference call. And if you have a question or comment, just hit star 61. We'll see you there, and we'll bring you up. Brother Bragg, you know, the sister was making some great, great points, and she's absolutely right. We don't need to complain about history because we know it, but what we need to do is just understand that it's our history. It's the global history, because all of the continents on this planet were attached to one continent that is anchored in the overall core of the earth, and that right. is known as Africa. So everywhere is Africa. It wasn't just, there weren't just black people just because they said that they were brought here by this. They have to have that in order to get you not to understand what is rightfully always been your land, your inheritance, because that's what the law, the king law, what they need to do in having the king's law is that the king law now makes you a subject of the king in order to steal your land and court and make you to pay taxes and to be held under the decree written by those in the kingship. So, Brother Brack, we got a couple of other callers that's in queue. You ready to take some of the calls?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, man. Do your thing, Dave.
Okay. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
What's up, man? This is Hassan from Seattle.
Hassan, what's going on from Seattle? Go ahead, brother. What's your question or comment?
Oh, man, I got too many, to be honest with you, man. I just had I don't know where to start, man, to be honest with you. But I just wanted
to start with you, brother Hassan. Just start with you.
I just had to put my voice in this conversation, man. Every time
yes,
I hear brother, man, I'd be like, oh, man, you're right on point, but I'd be in a situation where I can't call in or nothing. I just had to, you know, I just wanted to bring a couple things up, too, man, because you guys are speaking right up my alley, man. You know, like the Treaty of Peace and Friendship between Morocco and the United States, know, which is one of the oldest. It's the oldest treaty.
Oldest treaty.
Yeah, exactly. And, man, he's just breaking so much stuff down, man. Now that I'm on the line, I'm like, now I don't even know what I want to comment on.
No, we all do appreciate this. This is, you know, and you know why this is so important? Because it resonates in every single one of us. Once you start to investigate this, and I know for you, Hassan, and for the sister that called in, for you, Brother Brad, once you start to see this, you recognize something. You always knew this. You never have not known this.
Yep, exactly.
You've never not known this. So
never.
you can never really speak an ancestral lie.
Yeah.
Unless you develop a modern day deception by accepting the agenda of someone else. And when you accept someone else's agenda and compromise your morality, that's when the lying starts.
And I never have my whole life.
It's because they were teaching me lies, and I felt that they were insulting me. My parents didn't know; they thought I had lost my mind. But going to school every day, and they kept feeding me this pilgrim nonsense. I was buying pocketback books to tell me little stuff. This is back in the late '60s. You know what I'm saying? Like '67, '68. buying these little books, reading books and whatnot.
Yeah.
Then when you go to school, when you ask these people questions about the things you read, and they tell you something entirely different. So as I grew up, I was out of school, I just started reading all kind of stuff, man. Anything. I'm saying any and everything. And I started learning things for real that these people never wanted you. And that's why it's so important. Don't let nobody stunt you. Read anything. I'm a junk reader. I read anything about, I read stuff about the Klan. I read anything. I don't care.
Don't uncover.
Because you don't know. Now your enemy think you got to know, read his correspondence.
Yeah.
Right. That's very true. You know, I have a saying that I live by. I'm cordial and polite to every single person I meet. Cordial and polite. But I have a plan for every person that I meet. And what I mean by that, that depends on who they are. If they're a threat to me, I understand, but they don't know that they're a threat to me by what their, you know, what their agenda is. But I know, and then that is critical. You have to know. One of the things that I really appreciate, some of the old things that my mother told me, she said, David, always, always listen to people, because they will tell you what they're thinking, and think for yourself beyond what's been said. And it's critical, because when, like you said, Brother Braggs, and like you said, Hassan, you leave no stone unturned. And when you start to develop this, now you start to realize the importance of things. And then what does it do? It changes your overall perspective of everything. And guess what? You no longer are subject to the Admiralty Law. Now you can start to think for yourself, to establish different ways of your life. And let me tell you something. This, you know, one of the things that we need to get back to is the absolute and primary law that was given by the great creator. No one rules you. You create your destiny. And this is critical in some of the, you know, ancestral truths that we have walked away from. But if we just start to take small steps back to it, we will be surprised at what follows us. You won't be able to shake it. You won't be able to get away from it. You will continue to learn, and more important, you will conduct yourself in a different form and manner.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And another thing that I bring up is because you guys keep speaking on law and stuff. You know, there's laws within even within this matrix system that we're under right now. There's because this whole entire system, even the one that we live under, that they've have basically taken hostage, it was all created by us, by the Moors. And so there's laws inside of the laws that, you know, we're all under, for Moors to live by and be treated a whole different way than the way, you know, so-called black people get treated. And we can operate, everybody's got to study law, you really do. And I mean, that's a show by itself, so I couldn't go into detail.
You got to look and see what George Washington, he did something in there where he messed with that Constitution, and that's where I'm at right now. And George Washington is
may I mention something?
And see, what you're saying is very important. You got to study the law, the terminology, because you see it all the time, but you don't really take the weight of what you're saying. Each one of those words are weighted. If you look at
they're a part of the spell. They're actually a part of the spell, and this is where the grimoires. This is a part of the grimoires, which where the word grammar came from. Hey, Scotty wanted to interject something. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I just wanted to interject something, and you know, not that I'm insinuating that anyone's being unrealistic, but just want to interject my opinion on it. We can know all the laws we want to know. You know, we do all the studying, but we have to realize that we dealing with a criminal entity. We dealing with criminals. We dealing with, as they call them, political serial killers. You know,
right.
There are rules of warfare, like in terms, you know, through the Geneva Conventions, where you're not supposed to bomb civilian infrastructure or target civilians, and they don't pay attention to none of it. Okay, they break laws all day long, and they never go to jail. They never go to prison. Yeah. And so we can, you know, I just don't want people out there, You know, yes, you should know your rights, you should know the law, and you should assert those. But at a certain point, you got to realize this man don't care nothing about what you know or who you think you are. All he see is your black skin, your melanated skin, and he's working for the biggest terrorists on the planet. So we should just keep that in mind. We got to have resources to establish
a
nation.
And it's important for you to know under what you're operating under, and that's really important. Because if you think you're going to get up there and law's going to protect you, law will not protect you like that.
Yeah,
it's almost like me saying, Jesus, please save me right now, and a blow is getting ready to come. It's not going to work that way.
But that's why, like I said, what I said was, when I started talking about law, I mean, it would be a whole week of shows. We take all 5 days, because up here where I'm at, it's some of us. We are enforcing the law because we are the Moors. We're Moors. We're not even United States citizens. So, and they understand. Like I said, you have to know the law. So I hear Scotty when he's saying you got to be realistic because I look on YouTube. I see videos of people they're not doing it right. They don't. You really have to know what you're talking about and stand on it because like I said, the law is the law, and you gotta make these people follow the law. And I mean, I'm talking about, you can lean them up, and man, there's some stuff going on right now. One of my partners, man, right now, is about to lean up Chase Bank. And I don't even need to go into it on this show. Like I said, it's going down in Seattle. I can't speak for the rest of the country.
Brother Dave, you need to do a show on that. Because that's one of the strategies that my family is looking at right now, to start putting liens on property that they stole from our family, that we can prove they stole, and they know they stole, and the banks had no right to issue any kind of mortgage on this stolen property. So we was talking among ourselves, what if we just start putting liens on all these freaking people property that's on the map that we got showing was supposed to be ours?
Right, and that's the reason why I don't know how many people on the call are familiar with Drew Ali, who established the Moore Science Temple in 1912, I think it was. And established. He basically woke up who we are, over 100 years ago. But anyways, he was leaning up. He was about to lean up the Queen of England and all that stuff, and they took him out. Like I said, man, everything I'm touching on is like a whole, you know what I mean? It's a whole conversation. I don't know who's familiar with it. Okay, go ahead. Hold on.
You know what you're saying, Hassan, which is exactly it's a part of the things that should be done. And one of the things that's the most important thing is, I think what we have to understand is that we can't make anybody do anything. If God can't you do something, what makes you, not saying that, but I know what you're, the most important thing is the law that you live by, and you have to reestablish. And this is where you start to get into, well, what is it that I want to get with like-minded people, brothers and sisters in the community, that we want to establish different things? Let me tell you something. That is a law that is decreed by the bond and the oath that you take with each other. Now, is everybody going to follow us? Is some people going to shake out and all of? Yes, you're going to be subject, but that doesn't mean that you can, because everything starts with you, because what they've established is a facade. And the only way that you're going to get past this facade is that you actively have to disassemble it. And that is going to take a practice and a commitment that we have yet to reach, because we haven't yet to reach a breaking point to see that there's a necessity for us to do it. Because you know why? Because we're still getting paid by the system. And we don't want to cut that off. That's one of the biggest things. Hey, we got another caller. Hold on. Let's take this caller real quick. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment? Okay, 404.
Brother Dave, how you doing? How you doing? This is Mario from Atlanta.
Brother Mario, what's going on? I thought that was you. What's going on, brother?
Oh, man, it's all good, man. I'm loving the conversation. I just had to come in and put my voice with you, because you guys are kicking today. It's like fire. like fire, because this is, you know, this is what we're supposed to be talking about. You know, this is how we come together right here, because everything y'all talking about is tying in. You know, I can hear Scotty's concerns, you know, about how the Europeans are twisting and perverting that which we are, but it's, you know, in the same breath, we got to understand that this was originally ours, and we got to know it so that we can get back to it, and also so we can teach our younger generations of how to operate so they don't.
Oh, yeah.
These perverse laws, and they understand what the papal bulls and the you know, doctrine of discovery and the mindset of, you know, manifest destiny and how
that's
they,
right,
you know, implored that to take what was ours, and they keep it, you know, they use it to oppress us. So, I mean, it's all coming together, that understanding, and then we can appreciate what Noble Drew Ali was trying to bring to the people. He's trying to bring the people back into the fold so they understand and start studying. Hey, you know, we are divine. And, you know, Brother Fragg was breaking down the dictionary and how, you know, in legal terms, humanity is defined as monsters. And in the past, we weren't looked at as humanity. We were looked at as divine, and they worshipped us. And we have lost our divinity. So we need to get back to that. And you brothers are kicking on how we should do that. So I love it, and I just wanted to contribute.
Man, great call, Mario, as always. And let me tell you, there's some people that I know that walk it and don't just talk it. There are a lot of people that actually do, and I appreciate all of those of you that do and continue. And let me tell you, what you hear on Tando and on Black Talk Radio Network is the process that we really need to have in order for us to start the next phases of processing that is so important. We've seen so many other people take the push so far because what happened was there was no one else to grab what they were doing and to continue it. So this is why the leadership roles that the Admiralty Law has established is there. We don't need any leaders, because what happens with leaders is that they can be compromised, killed, infiltrated, or actually can be the death knell of a movement. What we need is people that are determined to take back who they are from a standpoint of understanding that it's not fear that you make your decisions by, because there's nothing that you need to be afraid of. You need to, it's critical that we desire to create something more sufficient and sustainable for us, not them or anybody else. You do what you want to do. I'm going to do what's important to me, because I and you are great creators, because you have a free will. That means you can create a heaven. We got another caller that's there. Let's grab this other caller, Brother Braggs. And okay, good. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Peace, peace, Brother Braggs, Brother Dave.
Peace, peace.
How you doing?
Brother Rise, what's going on?
Hey, what's good? I missed you yesterday. We were playing phone tag. I tried to reach you at work.
Oh, Victor, it was so funny. When you were doing something, I called you. When I was, you know, busy on something, you were. But we got to do it today. But go ahead, Brother Rise. Drop it. I know. Hold on. Wait.
Sure.
Everybody got to put a helmet on, because this brother's going to drop a bomb. So, okay, go ahead, Brother Rise. I got my helmet on. I'm ready. Go ahead.
All right, I was going to chime in because Brother Braggs, he dropped some phenomenal knowledge tonight, and I appreciate it. I was thinking about it. If anyone has ever seen the new movie Roots, and I believe Roots has done some of the worst damage to black people in America psychologically, with giving this false impression that, you know, the vast majority of people, black people in America, came from Africa on a slave ship. But there was one scene that I think was probably the most important scene in the movie that probably.
Well, you got to tell me, because I don't watch stuff.
No,
hey, Rod.
I ain't seen either,
Rod. Rod, real quick. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but you got to tell us what it is, because I don't watch anything that is put on like that, because. As you know, but it's good, because I know that there's brothers and sisters that do that. They could come back and tell us what it is that we need to know that was significant from the lie and the deception. But go ahead, just so you know. So what was it that we needed to see? Go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. Like, the reason I really watched it, because I didn't want to watch it either, is just because I know a lot of young black people would be watching it, And if I ever got into a conversation with them, I would know what they saw so I could have a poignant discussion with them.
Right.
So that was my main reason for watching it. But there was one scene very early in the film after Kunta Kinte was kidnapped, and he was first brought to the United States, and he escaped. He took like almost every opportunity to run away when he first got there. And on one of these trips where he ran, he was running through different plantations and fields, and he finally ran past a black female who I think she was either carrying water or doing something. And he had said to her, he saw all these black people that were enslaved in the cotton field, and he said, why don't we all get together? There's more of us than them. You know, let's go get them. We're all African. And she said, I ain't no African. And he looked at her like, almost like, well, you lost, sister. And then he kept moving. And I thought that one scene was so poignant because she represented the original indigenous black people who were here. And she was basically telling him, I didn't come here on a slave ship. I was always here. I cannot trace my lineage back to the continent. My lineage is traced here. And that's because black people have been here so long. And I think that that one scene went over people's heads, and they probably assumed, the way the character implied it in the movie, that she was basically on some anti-black, I'm not African. When in reality, she was saying, I'm one of the original Africans that came here 60,000 years ago, and I've been here so long that I don't even remember the African continent anymore. My genes are here as far as I know. And I think that's something that really, that movie in particular, because it's not really a true movie to begin with, it's not true, the story's not true, but it's been impressed on the psyche of our people, really intense to the point where it has a life of its own. The other thing I wanted to talk about too was when Brother Bragg was talking about how Nile Valley culture spread around the planet. The best book on that is Stolen Legacy by George James. Dr. Ben talked about him on a few occasions in the past, and from what I understand, he was actually given what they would call, I guess, the Masonic death. Because they state that he violated the code by putting all this information out there about the different subordinate lodges that were subordinate to the lodges in the Nile Valley that were all over the planet, including the Americas. So that's one book people want to get their hands on. Another good one is by David Imhotep called The First Americans Were African. And he traces the roots back of African people here that came here from the continent 60,000 years ago, and he traces subsequent waves of black people, including the fact that Nubians were here for thousands of years, Egyptians were here. He talks about different temples, Egyptian temples that spread throughout the continent. Matter of fact, and one last thing I wanted to drop too, because I remember there was a series done by John Anthony West called Magical Egypt, and he interviewed this white scientist named Robert Schock. And he discussed the fact that the Sphinx and the Pyramid Temple Complex in Giza is not as old as we're being told. So in other words, Khufu didn't build the Sphinx at all. The Sphinx actually goes back 10 to 12,000 BC, which at that time the constellation Leo was in the horizon at the Nile Valley, which was one of the reasons that particular statue was built, was to further commemorate the constellation Leo. And he also discusses the fact that there were watermarks on the base of the Sphinx. Watermarks basically were from the fact that basically at that time, Egypt was getting water. Now, we know if you go to Giza now, which I've gone there, it's a desert. But 10 to 12,000 years ago, it was green. They used to get regular rain. So what he was discussing is the fact that with the Sphinx having these watermarks, there's no way it could be as old as what they're stating. It has to be at least double the age. And when I went to Egypt, which I did, I saw it with my own two eyes. So it's something that...
The flood zone.
Exactly, it was a flood zone. So when Brother Brass talks about people really doing their due diligence and their research, it's extremely important because it will open your eyes to things that you probably never thought possible. I remember it was Dr. York, I read a book about his life he had written called, I think it's called The Sacred Records, and because I'm not near my bookshelf right now. But in that book is where he discusses the laws that the Moors, the laws that gave the Moors freedom here. Simply because Morocco was the first country on the planet to recognize the United States independence from Britain. So as a result of that, basically they had a pact with them that all people from Morocco would be treated like white people or should be free. Matter of fact, one of Dr. York's ancestors, I believe it was one of his grandfathers, actually is one of the people who they violated that law and basically put him into bondage even though he was supposed to be free. And he discusses how his relative used the knowledge of that law to basically liberate himself from bondage due to the fact that he was able to successfully use the laws in the United States against them based on the fact that he was a Moroccan citizen. And the whole thing in a nutshell is black people, we are from everywhere. There's not a place on the planet we were not first. If you read Dr. Ivan Van Sertima, African Presence in Early Europe, he talks about Eric the Red and how Eric the Red, I believe it was either Greenland or Iceland, when he got there, he said
that's
he found diminutive blacks.
These
Iceland.
Black people like calling the sloth. And what they
said,
they live, you're right. And he said they live in small caves. The caves are so small that the white people couldn't fit in the caves. And they were peaceful people and they were agricultural people is what he said. And he said whenever the white people would approach them, they would run into the caves and hide from them. And they knew that the caves were too small for the white men to fit, so that's what they would do. So Eric the Red said essentially him and his crew starved them out, basically waited right outside the cave knowing that they didn't want contact with the white people, starved them out. When they came out, slaughtered them, and that's how white people took over Iceland. So
Brad, I thought you was going to be finished. Go ahead, finish.
No, I was just going to say we have to understand how insidious the whole process of white supremacy is and how they've indoctrinated us on a planetary scale to basically lose our sovereign rights as the true owners of this planet. And we have really given that up because we've been brutalized to the point where we've accepted the nonsense that they give us. So we really have a lot of work to do to come together and make this happen so we can replace the system with a system of justice. I'm done. Thank you.
And, you know, I think it's really important that we have to also realize how keystone and monumental in how powerful we are, because America would not have been able to be America, because one of the things is even before Morocco acknowledging the United States breaking from Britain, they needed the Moors. They needed the Moors for everything.
They needed black people, Dave. I mean, the Revolutionary War would not have been won without black guns, because they were losing.
Right.
And they had, the Continental Army had a racist ban against black colonists from fighting. And then when they were getting their ass kicked all over the place, then they lifted the ban, and then, you know, the black Continental soldiers came in and won the damn day, because George Washington was getting his ass kicked, man.
Yeah, and throughout history, and pretty much they've always needed, and we have to realize why did they need is because of the intrinsic value that we have to our planet. This Tara, why? It's so important. So all the points that were made today were critical, critical points, and we need to continue this conversation. I hate that.
Brad,
go ahead.
Just remember this.
2 minutes.
The black code stopped black people owned more slaves in the South than white people did until the black codes made it illegal for them to own white slave or otherwise. Check that out. So who were these black people? Those were those Moors, the indigenous people that were here. Some of them got enslaved too. Because they helped establish this government. This government's founded off the Iroquois Confederation. And it's a whole bunch of more points to go with that too. These Moors helped them set this government in motion.
Everything about it.
You know what I'm saying? So, and the other part of that is them two kings that nobody wants to speak of, King James and the Stuart King that controls three realms. These are black kings too. Were they Moors? Who were they? That's what I'm trying to find out. We know King James had opposition to the church. I don't know how Stuart, who's the king of the three realms, felt about the church, but that's where I'm at right now. That's my constant stuff that's on my mind until I find out what's up.
Brother Dave, before you close out, just want to remind everyone, BIB Radio's coming up next, so leave the conference line open as Blacks in Business get ready to come on.
BIB with CC is coming on. Great, great show. Let me tell you something about CC. I can listen to CC all day. Much love, much respect to CC. CC actually picked out the name for this show. And that is my sister. So, hey, we're going to get out of here. Much love, much respect to you all. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Before you ask for a fortune, make sure you give a fortune. Talk to you later. Peace, love, everyone.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up.